Okay, this year we'll be learning Nefesh HaChaim, and Nefesh HaChaim is a very fundamental work. What Rav Chaim Volozhin wanted to do with Nefesh HaChaim was to present the approach to the world that he received from the Vilna Gaon. And when you go through Nefesh HaChaim, you realize the man had an absolute total control of Kol HaTorah Kula, Nigla V'Nista, everything. And it's a very organized sefer, a step-by-step sefer. And the ideas here are some of the most fundamental ideas. Plus it says, Breishis bar Elokim as a Shemayim Yosoretz. Breishis bar Elokim as a Shemayim Yosoretz. Rambam Mor Nevuchim writes, the word Shemayim can mean two things. It can mean the sky, or can mean an absolutely, a whole spiritual existence. And Rambam is very, very clear throughout everything he wrote, that Breish Baruch Hu Kimas Shemayim V'Ozarets, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two parallel worlds. There's a physical world and a parallel spiritual world. And that's Shemayim and Oretz. And on the first day, there was some, it's hard to know, we don't know. The first day was Tohu Vavohu. And Choshech. But on the second day, Mavdil b'mayim l'mayim, the Rambam writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a very strict separation in the physical world and the spiritual world. The physical world remains physical, the spiritual world remains spiritual, and there's no transition from one to the other, and that happened on the second day. Thank you very much. That happened on the second day. Vayavda. And this separation in the Rambam's mind was a malach is a spiritual being. Malach can never become a human being. And if Avraham Avinu saw malachim, it was an amara nevuah that he had. So the whole story there is amara nevuah. And Ramban, when he criticized the Rambam, that says, yes, there is a separation. But in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes will transition from the physical world into the spiritual world. Spiritual world into the physical world. And maybe the opposite. Depends how you understand what happened when Eliyahu went up to Shemayim. Rambam never comments how he understands that story. Now, so two separate worlds, two parallel worlds. The Medrash says, that every war that's being fought between nations, every nation has a Malach and Shemayim. And a war being fought between two nations is being fought between the two Malachim in Shemayim. That means all physical wars are really spiritual wars. And who wins that spiritual war depends what happened in Shemayim. So if Russia and Ukraine are fighting now, the Malach of Russia and the Malach of Ukraine are fighting in Shemayim. Now, here's one thing that bridges these two worlds. And that is the human being. while physical is physical and spiritual is spiritual, the human being has both physical and spiritual nature. He has a guf and a neshama. And to understand exactly how this coordinates together and what this means for us in our daily lives, this is where Chaim V'Loshin in Nefesh HaChayim. Before everyone walked in at the very beginning, I said this year we'll be learning Nefesh HaChayim. Very important ideas. And it would behoove the people here to come with the Nefesh HaChayim. Many different editions. Vayivro Elokim es ha'odem b'tzalmo. B'tzalem Elokim bara osa. What is Tzalem and what is Tzalem Elokim? Tzalmo. First, Chaim V'Loshin explains that when we use the word Tzalem, it's not Tzalem Yudke Vavke, Tzalem Kale, Tzalem Shadkai, Tzalem Tzvakov. What is it? Tzalem Elokim. What does the word Elohim mean? Each shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to a different chuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that refers HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKochos Kulam. He is the source of all power in this world and controls all power in this world. What does this relate to with Tzelem? I don't control this world. I don't control much of anything in this world. So, what does it mean, Tzelem? So, my Yivra Elokim is Adam B'Tzalmo. B'Tzalmo borrows. Zivki B'Tzelem Elokim also as Adam. He says, Na'asa Adam B'Tzalmenu Kidmusenu. Milas Tzelem Adus Enuk Mashmo. It doesn't mean literally. No. Because the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'mad Mustarachu. What form can you give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Perush HaDimyon. There's a similarity. Domeh. The similarity between HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim, and the human being. Well, Domisi lekos b'midbar. I was similar to a certain bird that wanders around the midbar. Well, doesn't mean you had wings. This person had wings. Doesn't mean he had a beak. No. But in one aspect, he's similar to the fact that he was wandering from place to place. So Tzelem Elokim d'mus means there's one aspect of the human being which is similar to the Malachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmo. That's what Tzelem, now why is it Tzelem Elokim? And this is going to be very critical in his entire thinking. Tzelem Elokim, lo shemach, Elokim yodua perushu shuhu, moreshu yizbarach shmo baal hakochos kulam. That's what Elokim is about, baal hakochos kulam. Shma Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Elokim Shalanu. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaKochos Kulam. He runs the entire world. And there's only Hashem Echad, and he's only one, and the one who runs the entire world is Yudkei Vavkei, and there's only one source of all the power in this world. And that's Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim, that he runs everything, controls everything, and we are subject to him. That's what we mean by Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. Okay, in Yemashu is Baruch Nikro Bal Kochos. Nor can be this both of Adam or Kadosh Baruch. Adam, because, let's say, I'll build a building. So after I finish building the building, I'm gone. I have nothing to do with the building. Adam can Shabona Binyan Derech Moshe, my eighth. He does number one. I don't create the wood. I buy the wood. I get the raw materials from somewhere. and I put it together. Who is Baruch Shmo? When he created everything Yesh Mayayin. Now you have to understand, Yesh Mayayin is not an incidental part of the Emunah, of our Emunah. In the times of Rishonim, when the thought of Aristotle dominated the world, Aristotle began with a certain Hanocha. Of course, Hanocha was ridiculous, but he convinced the world, because like most intellectuals do, they convince the world that they're saying something intelligent, that the way you see things are the way they always were. The Greek mentality, he picked that up from Plato, everything is very stable. So if you see the world the way it is, it always was this way, it always will be this way, some total perpetual motion machine, and that's it. And what Rishonim called Kadmus. And Kadmus was fought very much on two levels. The world essence was brought into existence, but it was brought into existence Yesh Mayayin. And to such a degree that the Gemara in Chulin says Machal Shabbos for Hesi Harika Akum Lachol Dvarv Machal Shabbos have din of an Akum. So Rashi Tosfos explained why, because he's Machkish Ma'aseh Bereishis and Shishis Yomim. That was Yesh Mayayin. But they're complemented by what the Rambam says. Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, says V'sharu v'nei Yisrael Shabbos. Lasos Shabbos. The Doros Bris Olam. This is the eternal Bris between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch. Oh, Beni Ubeni is an Otsi Lo'olam. Why is this the bris? Because of the oaths we have, Kishe, forever and ever, Kishe Shishomim Os Hashem HaShemayim HaZaretz. HaKadosh Baruch created the world in 6 days. And that's the basis of the bris, that we testify to that and tell the world about it. And therefore, someone who's Machal Shabbos is Shover as HaBris. The Rambam, when he says, Yisod HaYisodos, the Omen HaChochmos, Lodas, is the Rambam Chelek Aleph, Mada. Yisod HaYisodos, Omer HaChochmos. What is the most basic belief that there is? Shishom Motzui Rishon. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the first thing to exist, both historically and the base of our Umamsi Kol HaNimtza. And he continues to give existence to everything in this world. He was always in existence. He gave existence and continues to give existence. And everything that happens in this world happens because he causes it to happen. He doesn't spell out Yesh Mayayin. Seems to say it, that he's a Motzi Rishon, and that Rishon could be that he's giving existence to everything. That also would imply Yesh Mayayin. The Ramban spells it out very clearly. That the mitzvah is Yesh Mayayin. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go to the lumber store to buy the lumber to build the house. No. He created everything. B'kocho habilti tachos. Ki kol yom v'yom. And he continues to give it existence every second. The fact that we exist, continue to exist, is b'mashu yis barashmo mashbir b'hem kirtzonu kol rega v'rega koach v'shifas orchodosh. V'iluhu ayah yis barach masadek. And if he would retreat from the world for 1 second, the world would go back to nothing. The efforts of nothing. He's mechadesh betuvo b'chol yom tomid maaseh reshes. means he doesn't take the world apart and put it back together, but he continues to continue to give it existence. Okay. That's why he said, Okim, Balakochoskulam. Proti Haninsa, every force in this world. Haninsa Vacholamas. Hakol Hu is Brahmo Habal Koach Shalem. That means if I have the koach to pick up this cup, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the koach. If I have the koach to talk, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me the koach. I have the koach to wave my hands, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving me. He's the source of all koach in this world. And how they all coordinate. Hakol is barch from Habal Koach, Shemashbia him a koach of a guru correct. Lin biyado Tommy Lashanos no Sadam Kitsoni is barch. On them. Kulam and Koach and a mayatsma, Rakmashit, Kova behem. Anything that you see has power. The sun has tremendous power, gives off heat, gives off all sorts of radiation, gives off light. It's all coming from Kodesh Baruch. That's what we call him Elokehu Elohim. He is the one who gives all the powers in this world power. Ki Godo Hashem Mekol Ho Elohim. Mishtachu Lo Kol Elohim. Everything is subject to him. Okay. 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 Now what is Selam Elohim? Why is it not Selam Shakai? It's only that we have a spiritual essence from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which the Ramban writes, Vayipach ba'af of nishmas ruach hayim, that he gave him a spiritual essence. Ramban doesn't go into anything. It says, Baruch Hu yisbarach zadom. He created the human being, v'yashlito al-ribi rivon kochot olon osem yisbar. I have the koach to impact the world. To explain what that means. The koach of each individual neshama can impact and change the entire world. Gave it to me. Shehu ha-medaber u-manigos al-pikol protekteno tzumais. Anything, everything. L'god, l'tov, l'hefach. V'maisa v'dibur v'machosu ha-tovum who makayim and osen koach, makayim a kochos va olamos. Now, my neshama impacts the spiritual world, what it calls the olamos helionim, and that in reverse impacts the physical world. Maisa v'dibur v'machshavos v'atovim. If I do it properly, I give power to the koach hakdusha in this world. And I increase the power. The pasuk says, it says, we say it every day. We build the world. On the other hand, if we act improperly, so you empower in the spiritual world, not the kochos hakdusha, the kochos hatumo. In the spiritual world, in the physical world, you have positive kochos and negative kochos. And what gives power to these spiritual worlds, the Kedusha, the Tuma, is the human being's actions, Diburim, and Machshavos. Those are Mehar Sayach, Machrivayach, Mechitzay. Vayir will come to the Betzalmo. Kamo Shehu is Bar Shmo Hu HaElokim, Bar Kochus, and he organized it. Kain Hishlit Ritzoni is Barach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over part of that koach to my neshama, to your neshama, to the neshama of everyone. Sheyehu haposech v'soger shakam, and each of us is given a koach to impact many, many spiritual worlds. Kafish, according to my Shorish Neshama. Okay. Amru Zal, Mecharabs. Reb Yudin. Mizman Shisro Osen Ritzono Shamakom, Mosifin Koach, Begvura Shel Ma'ala. Belokim Nasachayim. There's a pasuk. He's going to get to that. Tunu Oz Lelokim. Give power to HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch has infinite power. But he set up a spiritual world. He runs it via all sorts of spiritual kochos that impact the world. We build up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tool chest in the kochos HaKadosh. Or his tool chest in the kochos HaTum. To know to Elohim, a Yisrael gavoso. He's proud of Klal Yisrael that he gave them such power. We'll see the difference between a Jew's power and a guy's power. Uzo bashchokim, but he himself is all the way up in the remote heavens. Bezman shein Yisrael olsim v'tzon hashemakom. They weaken his koach. They take away his tools. He doesn't need those tools, but that's the way he set it up. Okay. Zos Torah Sodom. Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jew. Al Yoma Belibo Chatz V'Sholom, Ki Ma'ani Ma'akochi, what can I do in this world? Yavin V'Yeda V'Yikbe B'Chmachshavos Libo, internalize that. Shekol prote maisa v'dibur v'machshosa. Everything I do, everything I say, everything I think, chol eitz v'rega, does not go to waste. It impacts all the spiritual worlds, gives them koach hakdusha, koach hatuma, and each of us has incredible power. Chol achas ola, anything you do, goes up to Shemayim and has there. Beres, Yisha Chochem Yoven Azos, Amito. And you tremble, you have power, tremendous power. You're given a neshama. You know what that neshama is? Spiritual essence. The only spiritual essence that we see in this physical world is the human being who somehow connects the guf and neshama. Arechema. We have more. Nebuchadnezzar and Titus. What they did had no effect upon Shemayim. What we do affects Shemayim. So there's a Beis Hamikdash Shemalo and a Beis Hamikdash Shemata Chazal Tov. See, that's where you get machlokas between Rashi and one group of Rishon and the Rambam. The Rambam never denies the Beis Hamikdash Shemalo, but since they're two separate worlds, and spiritual does not become physical. Just like Malachim don't become physical human beings, so too the Beis Hamikdash Shemala stays in Mala, and we will have to build the Beis Hamikdash ourselves. According to Rashi, the Beis Hamikdash Shemala will someday be transformed into the physical Beis Hamikdash by Yishlishi. Again, that same machlokas straight through the Rambam on one end, Rashi and Ramban on the other. Okay, so that is the power of the neshama. Now, then he goes on, a very fundamental idea. What destroyed the Beis Hamikdash? Nebuchadnezzar and Titus? No. God's Midrash. Who ingests Kedusha into the Beis HaMikdash? Klal Yisrael, by their neshomas, the Madrega, the neshomas, impacts the Beis HaMikdash Shemata, that then gives Kedusha down the Beis HaMikdash Shemata. The Mahalo gives Kedusha down the Beis HaMikdash Shemata. And if we're acting improperly, So we're not increasing the kedusha in this world, we're increasing tumah in this world, so then the Beis HaMikdash Shamato lacks kedusha. So when the Nebuchadnezzar teachers wanted to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, people said, wait a second, anyone who goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim improperly is going to die on the spot. So how are they going to do it? The answer is, the Medrash says, Kimchot Chinoch Toch, who's grinding finely ground flour. Avonoseinu Hechrivu Novel Amalu. We destroyed the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash Shamalu. Olamo Salyonu Kedoshim, Ehem Hechrivu Rak Noch. And as a result, and they came, they found an empty shell. The power of a Jewish neshama. Knoos Elokim, give power to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al Yisrael gav also. For Uzo Bashchokim. Okay, this is, okay, we'll go through many parts of Nefesh HaChaim this year. This is a general introduction, how to think, what a human being is, the kohos he has, and how far those kohos can go. So okay, now let's turn some Baba Kama, some will bring me a Gemara, and the Chiddush HaMelech HaMalevi.